At the White House this evening, a sign that the administration may change their recommendation and say that Americans should wear protective face masks. Our Yamiche Alcindor is here now to fill us in on the latest. Yamiche, are they saying more about that this evening?
Yes, White House officials and President Trump are expected to make a major change in guidance related to how Americans can protect themselves against the coronavirus. They're expected to recommend that Americans that are living in hotspots or areas that are hardest hit by the coronavirus, that those people should wear cloth face masks. Now, that's different from the N95 masks that healthcare workers use and the ones that are in dire shortage for them. They still want those kind of masks to be focused on healthcare workers, but they're going to be asking Americans who are in community spread areas that are hardest hit by the virus to do that. This is a major reversal. The CDC had not been recommending this. I'm told that the announcement is expected in the next day or so, or possibly this weekend. It hasn't happened yet, but my sources at the White House tell me that it is coming fairly soon.
Well, I know you will be reporting.
And the other thing I should know.
Go ahead.
Oh, I should just say the other thing I should note, Judy, is that the president has also taken a second test for the coronavirus. He tested negative again. Here's what he had to say about that.
It took 14 minutes or something to come up with a conclusion, and it said the president tested negative for COVID-19. So that's the second one. I think I took it really out of curiosity to see how quickly it worked and fast it worked, and it's a lot easier. I've done them both, and the second one is much more pleasant.
And Yamiche, we know, and of course, everyone's relieved the president still testing negative. We also know that the president and the people around him talked today about the use of the Defense Production Act. What are they saying about that?
Well, Judy, the Defense Production Act, as we've been explaining since this outbreak began, is an act that would allow the president to direct companies to make essential medical equipment as the government needs it. In this case, the president had only used it for one company, General Motors, and only for ventilators. He's now expanding that. He's going to be using it for other companies, including GE and a company named 3M. And it's going to be expanded to other items, including masks and ventilators. So the president is using his powers to direct companies, enforcing them essentially to make these contracts and make these goods for the American people. The other thing to note is that governors have been asking for a long time for the president to expand the role that he was playing when it comes to this needed medical equipment. So governors are going to be welcoming this, but it's still not the president making a blanket statement that he's going to be doing that for other medical equipment like gowns and other things.
And finally, Yamiche, we gather there were a lot of questions and answers tonight about this economic relief to people who are so hard hit by what's happened with the loss of jobs. What are they saying?
That's right. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is saying that within the next 2 weeks, Americans who have direct deposit information already with the federal government, that they will start receiving those checks, the $1,200 per people per American, as well as $500 per child. That's going to start hitting people's bank accounts. But the thing to note is that people who don't have direct deposit information, who get paper checks, White House officials today told me that those people could wait up to 20 weeks, nearly 5 months, for those checks. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is saying he's hoping Americans don't have to wait that long, that he's hoping it's going to be weeks, not months. But it's critical for people who don't have direct deposit information and who are eligible for those checks to get their information to the government as soon as possible.
Well, I know people are hanging on this information, so important for so many Americans. Yamiche, thank you.